With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. More than 400 students attended the kickoff of Rev 79, a partnership between the New Orleans Seminary and the Louisiana Baptist Convention. The aim of the event is to create a community of people who are committed to seeing the vision that God laid out in Revelation 7:9 realized. That passage says, "After this I looked, and behold a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" The International Mission Board celebrates the work God is doing around the world. In the past year, almost 680,000 people heard the gospel, and IMB missionaries reported that nearly 144,000 new believers came to faith in Jesus Christ. Still, there are more than 115,000 people dying daily without Christ. That's two people every second. Oscar Tshiebwe shares his faith with the same passion he plays basketball. Being an incredible basketball player is what he does, but being a devoted Christian is far more important to the Kentucky Wildcat beloved big man, who is the front runner for National Player of the Year. About a month ago, Tshiebwe spoke at a special African service on a Sunday night at Lexington's Broadway Baptist Church. To no one's surprise, he was a big hit. In a humble and heartfelt fashion, he shared his story of faith with the congregation. Tshiebwe's father was a pastor in the Congo, but was poisoned in 2012. His mother still lives there. Basketball may be how everyone knows him, but it wasn't a part of what he talked about in only his second sermon that he's ever delivered, said Mark Maynard of Kentucky Today.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a first-person piece on Baptist Press, California-based Pastor David Jeremiah encourages Christians to keep in mind that they are pursuing a prize. Jeremiah points to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:25, who calls on Christians to pursue a lasting crown. The Bible says they'll receive this crown when they arrive in the presence of God. The piece offers great perspective and encouragement as God's people are called to be intentional in living their lives to honor Him. Find more stories like this at BaptistPress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today. I'm Brandon Porter.